Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We are with Richard Abulafia. As we customarily do on the eve of eBase, we give Richard a call to take his reading on the pulse of the industry, since eBase kind of gets the business aircraft show season started. Richard, it's significant that the first show of the season is in Europe, which is probably the weakest market for biz jets right now. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear. You know, the U.S. is making kind of a tepid recovery, but it's a recovery. Asia, they're talking maybe a soft landing in China, but at least they're still at pretty high numbers. Middle East is still the Middle East. And then there's Europe, which appears to be slipping back into a recession.
Normally, if the economy is in the tank, then the business jet market is in the tank. How important is that to the manufacturers at this stage, with everything going on in Asia and even South America?
You know, Europe was looking like a pretty good growth market for the past decade. You know, you look between 2000 and the peak of the market, 2008, 2009, you were seeing the kind of growth numbers in Europe that you associate with emerging market economies like Asia. It was good, solid growth. But, of course, with the economy doing what it's doing, I don't think there's any great expectations for strong European demand just now. The best that they can do, of course, is position themselves for when the market does come back, when corporate profits return, and when economic growth resumes again, hopefully after a period of not too long restructuring.
The Middle East is just a falcon ride from Geneva, and typically it's well represented by customers from the Middle East. How is the Middle East doing? It's really hard to gauge from over here.
It's certainly one of the least transparent markets, you know, and of course a lot of Middle Eastern demand is actually registered elsewhere or by proxy companies or something like that, but it seems to be doing pretty well. I mean, at the end of the day, it's closely linked not to corporate profits but to the price of oil, which remains stubbornly high. So I think that's sort of the saving grace for eBase right now, just that strong presence, as you say, of Middle Eastern customers that typically go there and sometimes even register their planes there.
Let's talk a little bit about manufacturers. Embraer seems to get stronger and stronger, although their numbers have fallen off, but they're showing no signs of letting up in terms of R&D. And did you see this coming, say, 8, 9, or 10 years ago when they got started in the biz jet market?
Well, it was pretty clear that they were going to have to commit to a product line rather than just a standalone, you know, Phenom 100 and 300, just two random price points. And of course, it's been, like I see, 450 and 500 have been in the works for 4 or 5 years now, and they'll show up in the next, well, 2013, 2014, right around there, and then possibly more beyond that. I think there was a certain inevitability. I mean, here's a company with good engineering, good revenue coming in, and even though it's expensive to gouge your way into this market, an all-new market where you don't have a big presence, no matter what, it's still better than staying in the regional aircraft market where margins are a pale fraction of the business aircraft industry. So it was a very logical move, and I think most analysts expected them to do more and more. Matter of fact, you can make an argument that the real unexpected development is the diversion of resources away from business aircraft at Embraer and towards their KC-390 military project, the military airlifter, as well as other military programs. That's kind of unexpected. I expected them to go full throttle with even more beyond, immediately beyond the Legacy 450, 500, some kind of super midsize cabin or something beyond that. And instead, they're doing this military diversion. They're also talking about re-engineing their ERJ series of regional jets, launched sometime late this year, early next year, which also is a diversion of resources away from the business aircraft arena.
Their clear target in the business jet realm has been Cessna, and we've seen some reaction by Cessna, including a new airplane at eBase that sounds an awful lot like an airplane we heard about before. Now, we're not really supposed to know about this, but the embargo comes off as this podcast goes to air. So, is a redone Columbus a good idea for Cessna at this point?
Well, Well, it depends if they respec it, but certainly in theory, yes, very definitely, because you've got Embraer aggressively moving into the heart of their turf with the Legacy 450 and 500. The only thing you can do is move up market, and beyond that, it's also pretty clear that there's a lot of damage being incurred by their cousins across the way over at Hawker Beechcraft, and that's going to free up some slack. It's pretty clear Hawker 200 is going to die. Hawker 400, of course, 450 already dead. Very good chance that Hawker 4000 dies too. And if that happens, then moving into that upper notch, get away from Embraer, fill the the vacuum left by any Hawker 4000 exit. Very smart move. It's just a question of what this plane looks like. And given the fact that last time it was a rather small cabin for the money, they might want to think about rescoping it, respecking it. But still, it's a promising price point, and Cessna has a way of getting things right.
A little bit more on Hawker. They're at E-Base. They've got their usual spot. They've got their usual size of display. How are they going to do? How are they going to come out of this restructuring okay?
I don't think anyone knows. I mean, there were so many options put forth in their bankruptcy filing paper that violated the number one maxim: don't confuse your customers, especially if you're going through bankruptcy. I mean, there was even a scenario discussed where the 800 series dies, an extraordinary event after something like 40-plus years of production, 50 years of production. It's going to be rough for them. The only thing that is clear is that their very basic fundamentals, the King Air, will continue to go in somebody's hands, and probably theirs. And they've got every reason to be there and try to sell planes. And the odds are good that the 800 still survives, and the odds are there, at least, that the 4000 survives. So given the fact that they've recently strengthened their sales force, the logical thing to do is to carry on and hope that customers regard bankruptcy as just some kind of process that companies go through, but then emerge stronger at the other end.
How does this industry look in 5 years? Are we going to be in full recovery by then? Is everybody going to be happy again?
I think yes. As a matter of fact, I mean, I think the real question mark is Hawker Beechcraft's restructuring. But other than that, this is an industry that tends to snap back. Now, along with the broader economy in the developed world, that fast V-shaped recovery hasn't happened this time. But if you bet in favor of the Western market economies making a recovery, and I certainly would, then this industry will follow, especially if you look at the growth trends in Asia, the liberalization taking place in China, and, of course, further development in the Middle East. All of these are positive signs. You know, the last time we had a recovery in 2003, it was just 2 years after the downturn began, the post-9/11 downturn or post-2000 downturn. And it was at a 17.5% compound annual growth rate. We'll probably not get that this time, but we'll get something that's double-digit, and it will certainly restore us to where we were at the peak of the market and certainly beyond that, too.
We'll certainly look forward to that, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.